This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for joining me. I'm Maimon Elbaz, and I'm presenting the Living Mishnah, Le'ili Nishmas, the 6 million Yidden of the Holocaust, Hashem Yimkom Damam. Today's presentation will use cartoons and pictures to illustrate the beautiful words of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the author of the Mishnah. So today's Mishnah 672 is dedicated in memory of the hostages that were victims from the October 7 tragedy. Hashem Yimkom Damam. Okay, the Living Mishnah is a memorial also for the 6 million Kedoshim, and they should be Meretz Yosher for Klal Yisrael, at this Eitz Tzaraas for Yaakov, that there should be Yeshuas for everyone. At the headquarters for Living Mishnah and Torah shows, we thank Chaim Lax and Stanley Shamash for being stalwart sponsors. Shem should bench them, and it should be his chus for Kalman ben Chaim and Shein Dol Basmam Ofrimit Aleim HaShalom, in our quest to try to teach as many Mishnayos as time allows to Heiliga Tinoig Yishal Beis Rabban. I was inspired by my father, and I want this to be as chus for him and for my shver to learn these Mishnayos clearly. We're learning today Mishnayos Kiritut, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. When does a woman who gave birth bring a korban chatat that is eaten by Kohanim? So the Beit HaMikdash should be rebuilt, and when a mommy gives birth, she's supposed to bring two korbanot to thank Hashem. And Rashi discusses why she required to bring an ola and a chatat. And some say because in the pain of childbirth, she swears never to want to have children again, so she has to kind of get a kapara for that very strong statement. Officially, she should bring a lamb and a bird. However, if she can't afford a lamb, she could bring two birds. Now, says the Heiliga Mishnah, Yesh Meviot Korban V'Nechal. Sometimes the korbanot are brought and the ola is not eaten, for Shteitzich, it's burnt up, but on the Mizbeach, but the chatat could be eaten. And sometimes that's a bird, sometimes that's a... Actually, no, only if it's a sheep, it could be eaten. Because since Malika was done for it, that's different. Now, says the Mishnah, V'yesh meviot v'enu nachal. And sometimes they could bring, but it's not eaten, such as a case where she's not certain if the miscarried fetus was 40 days old or not. V'yesh enu meviot, and sometimes she doesn't have to bring any korban if the embryo was not fully developed. And the way they would shecht, or I should say they would do malika on the bird for the chatat, or if it was a sheep, they would do a shechita, and then the kohanim could eat it. So it says the Mishnah, Elu miviot korban v'nechal. The following cases could bring a korban, and it's eaten by the kohanim. They get to eat from the korban chatat. Hamapelet kemin behema chayev of divrei Rav Meir. If she miscarried something that looked like a behema or a chaya or a deer or an animal, a sheep or cow or an oaf or a bird. So in such a case where it didn't look like a normal thing, then Lamaisa Rameir says she should bring a korban chatat, even if it didn't look human. And the Chachamim say only if it has the tzura of a person. Hamapelet sandal, what if she gave birth to a squashed child, where it looks like the face was chalila crushed by a sandal? Or the second case was Oshilya Ushifir Mirukam, and that case is where there was a placenta without any appearance of a child, so it could be got dissolved inside, or if there was the amniotic sac, or if it was a kid that was Vyotzi Mechutach that had to be Nabach cut to be removed from her body. Sometimes if it was a stillborn, they had to like cut the baby and to be able to pull it, take it out. And in such a case, Nabuch, such a case, she should be required to bring a korban, and it could be eaten. And also, if there's a Shivcha Kena'anit, even though she's not technically a regular Jew, if she has a miscarriage, she also is chayiv to bring, her owner would have to bring the Chatat, and it would be Nechal. We're assuming over here that it was in the, like the, one of the cases that we mentioned previously, that if she had a miscarriage that looked human, or any of these cases, that according to our mayor, even if it looked like a creature, the owner would be obligated to bring a chatat that would be na'achal. And the Mishnah brought these different various cases. We hope that our learning should be a nachas to the Eibishter, and that the Olam is shtagging from our work. If you'd like to sponsor, our tax-exempt ID number is 88330-2983, and receive from us a complimentary gift from the Torah Show. Also, take advantage of our Navi stories, which are online. We really appreciate all our sponsors and, of course, our listeners. Without you, there wouldn't be the same. So, big yasher keich to everyone, and tzidkei l'mitzvos for enjoying our program.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.